Why do you want to join us, Jon Snow?
I thought Cross to take his own baby boy and leave it in the woods. I saw what took it.
When I told the Lord Commander, he already knew. I want to fight for the side, the fight for the living.
How did you kill those guards? Show me how.
If you would learn, you must come with me.
I want to, but I need to find my brother and mother, and my sister.
You have to go. Go to the wall, to Jon.
Osha,
you must protect them.
You're the only one who can.
200 Northmen slaughtered like sheep.
The debt will be repaid, my friend. For them, and for your sons.
They rot in the ground while their killer runs free.
Those were Stark men.
I didn't serve the Starks. I served Lady Catelyn. I told her I'd take you to King's Landing, and that's what I'm going to do.
Joffrey tells me you stopped your carriage at the Feebleton this morning.
I paid a visit to an orphanage the High Saxon told me about.
Not long ago, we were attacked by a mob there. The king barely escaped with his life.
My mother's always had a penchant for drama. Facts become less and less important to her as she grows older.
You said you'd take me home.
If you were to tell just one...
Please, Lord Baelish, tell me what to do. Tell me when.
Watch out for her. Watch out for her with him.
We need to get back to the wall. We know what's out there. But we have to warn them.
Don't think too much, Bran.
Relax your bow arm.
And which one of you was a marksman at 10?
Father.
You can't kill it, you know.
Why not?
Because the raven is you.
Hold on.
It's all right, Hodor.
Hodor.
Are you inside the wolf again, little lord?
No. It's a three-eyed raven. He's back. I tried to kill it, but I couldn't. There was a boy.
I don't want to hear about it.
But you are.
We've got plenty of worries. We don't need to pour black magic on top of them.
I didn't ask for black magic dreams.
I know you didn't, little lord. We need to move. We don't know who might be after us.
No one even knows we're alive.
Who told you that? Three-eyed Raven tell you?
No.
Someone could hear you then. I don't know what other people know and what they don't. I only know the wall is a long way off.
My mother always told me you Asterosi were a grim lot. Grim, bearded, stinking barbarians that would row across the narrow sea and steal us from our beds.
Did you ever think you'd marry one?
Never thought I'd marry anyone at all.
Never?
Not until I met the king of the grim, bearded, stinking barbarians.
Pardon me, Your Grace. My queen.
Lord Bolton.
Let me guess which one is the good news.
Word from Riverrun. And Winterfell.
I haven't seen him in years. I don't even know how many.
We'll travel to the funeral together. Lord Bolton will garrison here until we return.
Will I be wearing manacles when I lay my father to rest? Something else?
By the time Bolton's bastard got to Winterfell, the Ironborn were gone. They massacred everyone and put the castle to the torch. And Bran and Rickon have not been found. Now, they may have escaped. Or Theon may have taken them back to the Iron Islands as hostages.
Have you received any demands?
No.
Have you heard anything from Theon at all?
Where am I? Who are you? What do you want?
I want to do this.
Do you know how long it's going to take us to get to King's Landing, walking through fields and forests?
Yes.
So how shall we pass the time?
By putting one foot in front of the other.
Oh, it's going to be a very dull walk.
I'm here to take you to King's Landing and bring back Lady Stark's daughters in exchange. Dull is fine.
You know, it doesn't matter how loyal a servant you are. No one enjoys the company of a humorless mute. Trust me on this. People have been serving me since I was born. You think Lady Stark's going to want a giant tow-headed plank following around for the rest of her life? A week's journey with you and she'll order you to fall on your sword.
If Lady Stark is unhappy with any aspect of my service, I'm sure she'll let me know. She's an honest woman.
For all the good it's done her. How did you come into Lady Stark's service? That's something we could talk about.
Not your concern, Kingslayer.
It had to be recently.
You weren't with her at Winterfell.
How do you know?
Because I visited Winterfell. I've noticed your dower head smacking into the archways.
Move.
Were you pledged to Stannis?
God, no.
R. Renly.
Really? He wasn't fit to rule over anything more important than a 12-course meal.
Shut your mouth.
Why? I lived with him, of course, since he was a boy, don't forget. Could hardly escape the little tulip. Skipping down the corridors in his embroidered silks. I knew him far better than you.
I knew him as well as anyone. As a member of his King's Guard, he trusted me with everything. He would have been a wonderful king.
So you quite fancy him?
I did not fancy him.
God, you did. Did you ever tell him? Well, of course not. You weren't Randy's type, I'm afraid. He preferred curly-haired little girls like Loras Tyrell. You're far too much man for him.
I'm not interested in flower rumors.
Unless they're about me. It's all true about Renly. His proclivities were the worst kept secret at court. It's a shame the throne isn't made out of cocks. They'd have never got him off it.
Shut your mouth!
I don't blame him. I don't blame you either. Don't get the juice he'll be loved.
Where are you headed, then?
South.
You? River Run. Staying off the King's Road, are you? They get you no matter where you go. You can't win.
Ah, you really can't.
Looks like you're safe enough, though. Meaning no offence, my lady, but... we wouldn't tangle with you. Seven blessings to you.
And you.
Who I am.
It doesn't.
Maybe you're right. What if you're not? What if you tell someone?
You're not doing it. He's an innocent man.
More innocent than Lady Stark's daughters.
Make it tighter here.
That's better. It makes you look very strong.
No flowers. I said no flowers. All these are wrong. Bring others.
Yes, Your Grace.
Flowers. On the king.
It's like a Tyrell rose. Give it to Marjorie for her wedding gown. Should be more than enough fabric. Tell me what you think of her.
Who?
Marjorie.
She's an ideal match. With the Tyrells beside us, we'll crush the Northerners. Hang their lords, burn their strongholds, sow their fields with salt, and no one will think of rebelling for another century.
It is a good match, but what do you think of her? She's beautiful and intelligent.
Yes, she is.
Her concern with the well-being of the common people is interesting.
Not to me.
I only meant that to go out of your way to endanger yourself.
It's becoming one of the most boring conversations I've ever had.
Marjorie Tyrell dotes on filthy urchins for a reason. She dresses like a harlot for a reason. She married a traitor and known degenerate like Renly Baratheon for a reason.
She married Renly Baratheon because she was told to. That's what intelligent women do. What they're told.
You need to ask yourself
what... I don't need to do anything. Better. Much better.
I still don't believe it. He didn't want anything. He just takes an interest because he loved my mother. Men only want one thing from a pretty girl. Little thing is not in love with me. Love is not the thing he wants. Too old. They never see it that way. He didn't ask you to do something for him,
spy on someone or...
Meh.
If he does ask you for anything, or try anything, or touch you, I want you to tell me. Why? What will you do? I will make him stop.
Dolores Tyrell, my lady.
Send him in.
Lady Sansa?
Dolores?
My sister Marjorie invites you to take the air with her and our grandmother, the Lady Olenna, in the gardens. May I escort you to them? I believe you grow more beautiful every day, Lady Sansa.
You are too kind, Dolores. You probably don't remember the first time we met. But the hands torn, you gave me your favor. A rose, a red rose.
Of course I did.
Oh, you're coming. You take it. You're such a dear.
Take my leave. Lady Sansa?
Thank you, Dolores. Come.
Oh, Lady Sansa, it is my honor to present my grandmother, the Lady Olenna of House Tyrell.
Kiss me, child. It's so good of you to visit me and my foolish flock of hens. I'm very sorry for your losses.
And I was sorry when I heard of Lord Renly's death, Lady Marjorie. He was very gallant.
Gallant, yes, and charming and very clean. He knew how to dress and smile, and somehow this gave him the notion he was fit to be king.
Renly was brave and gentle, Grandmother. Father liked him, and so did Loras.
Loras is young and very good at knocking men off horses with a stick. That does not make him wise. As to your fathead father.
Grandmother, what will Sansa think of us?
She might think we have some wits about us. One of us, at any rate. It was treason. I warned them. Robert has two sons, and Renly has an older brother. How can he possibly have any claim to that ugly iron chair? He should have stayed well out of all this, if you ask me. But once the cow's been milked, there's no squirting the cream back up her udder, so here we are to see things through. What do you say to that, Sansa? Shall we have some lemon cakes?
Lemon cake's my favourite.
So we've been told. Are you going to bring the food, or do you mean to starve us to death? Here, Sansa. Come sit with me. I'm much less boring than these others. Do you know my son? The Lord of Highgarden?
I haven't had the pleasure.
No great pleasure, believe me. Ponderous oaf. His father was an oaf as well. My husband, the late Lord Luther. He managed to ride off a cliff whilst hawking. They say he was looking up at the sky and paying no mind to where his horse was taking him. And now my son is doing the same, only this time he's riding a lion instead of a horse. Now, I want you to tell me the truth about this royal boy, this Joffrey.
You?
Who else would know better? We've heard some troubling tales. Is there any truth to them? Has this boy mistreated you? Has he ripped out your tongue?
King Joffrey, his grace is very fair and handsome and as brave as a lion.
Yes, all Lannisters are lions. And when a Tyrell farts, it smells like a rose. But how kind is he? How clever? Has he a good heart, a gentle hand?
I'm to be his wife. I only want to know what that means.
Bring me some cheese.
The cheese will be served after the cakes, my lady.
The cheese will be served when I want it served. And I want it served now. Are you frightened, child? No need for that. We're only women here. Tell us the truth. No harm will come to you.
My father always told the truth.
Yes. He had that reputation. And they named him traitor and took his head.
Joffrey. Joffrey did that. He promised he would be merciful and he cut my father's head off. And he said that was mercy. And he took me up on the walls and made me look at it.
Go on.
I never meant... My father was a traitor. My brother as well. I have traitor's blood. Please don't make me say any more.
She's terrified, Grandmother. Just look at her.
Speak freely, child. We would never betray your confidence. I swear it.
He's a monster.
Ah. That's a pity.
Please don't stop the wedding.
Have no fear. The Lord Oaf of Highgarden is determined that Margaery shall be queen. Even so, we thank you for the truth. Ah, here comes my cheese.
We're at war. This march is a distraction.
My grandfather's funeral is not a distraction.
You ride into battle at River Run?
No.
Then it's a distraction.
My uncle Edmure has his forces garrisoned there. We need his men.
Unless he's been breeding them. You don't have enough to make a difference.
Have you lost faith in our cause?
If it's revenge. Still got faith in it.
If you no longer believe...
I can believe till it snows and dawn. Don't change the facts. We've got to ask the men.
You don't think we can win?
Yeah, speak my mind, Your Grace.
Have you not been speaking your mind, Lord Carsark?
I think you lost this war. The day you married her...
You're afraid of her. And she knows it.
I'm not afraid of her.
May I help you, Lady Stark?
No.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't.
You can't help, because a mother makes one for her children to protect them. Only a mother can make.
You've made them before?
Twice.
Did they work?
After a fashion. I prayed for my son, Bran, to survive this war. Many years before that, one of the boys came down with the pox. Mr. Lewin said if he made it through the night, he'd live. But it would be a very long night. So I sat with him all through the darkness. Listened to his rugged little breath. His coughing, his whimpering.
Which boy?
Jon Snow. When my husband brought that baby home from the war, I couldn't bear to look at him. I didn't want to see those brown, stranger's eyes staring up at me. So I prayed to the gods. Take him away. Make him die. He got the pox. And I knew I was the worst woman who ever lived. A murderer. I condemned this poor, innocent child to a horrible death. All because I was jealous of his mother. A woman he didn't even know. So I prayed to all seven gods. Let the boy live. Let him live. And I'll love him.
I'll be a mother to them. I'll beg my husband to give them a true name. To call him Stark and be done with it. To make him one of us.
And he lived.
And he lived. And I couldn't keep my promise. And everything that's happened since then. All this horror that's come to my family. It's all because I couldn't love a motherless child.
Was it hard for you to kill the half-hunter?
Yes.
You liked him? I like you, but if your plan is false, it won't be hard for me to kill you. I've got wildling blood in my veins. These are my people.
I understand.
Well, how could you understand?
You want to protect your people.
Do you know what it takes to unite 90 clans, half of whom want to massacre the other half for one insult or another? They speak 7 different languages in my army. The Fens hate the Hornfoots. The Hornfoots hate the Ice River clans. Everyone hates the cave people. So, you know how I got moon worshippers and cannibals and giants to march together in the same army?
No.
I told them we were all going to die if we don't get south. Because that's the truth.
What's wrong with him?
He's a warg. He can enter the mind of animals, see through their eyes. He's scouting for us.
But you've never met a warg.
Aurel! Where were you this time?
The Fist of the First Men.
What did you see?
Dead crows.
What's the matter, Piggy? You're crying because you're cold. There's 200 brothers killed by dead men. And you're still here, whimpering. That seemed fair to you. I seen them torn to pieces fighting when he was off somewhere hiding in a hole. Why don't you lie down and rest for a while, eh? You know you want to.
No, Sam. No. Get up. You stop. You'll die.
Of course, if you don't stop, you'll probably die too.
You don't care.
Of course we care.
You left me. When the White Walkers came, you left me.
Aye. We left you. You're fat and you're slow. We didn't want to die.
To get him up.
Looks like that piggy is done for.
Help him get him up.
Slowing us down.
Just get him up.
Why? So the rest of us can die. We'll move faster without him. What is this? Get up, Charlie.
Is he all right?
Yeah, I think so.
If he can't, we may as well just go without
him. That's enough.
Darley, I forbid you to die. Do you hear me?
Why should the rest of us go with
you? Russ, you're responsible for it.
What am I supposed to do?
Make sure he gets back alive. If he doesn't, you don't. Move on!
You piggy. You hear me?
I'm Jojen Reed. This is my sister, Mira. We've come a long way to find you, Brandon. And we have much farther to go.
I'm just trying to understand.
Would you please shut up about it?
Jack and Hagar offered you 3 kills.
I'm not listening.
But just explain it to me. He offered to kill any 3 people you wanted. Dead. All you had to do was give him the names. Anyone. You could have picked King Joffrey.
Shut up.
Could have picked Tywin Lannister.
Jaqen got us out of Harrenhal, so why are you complaining?
But you could have ended the war.
Where are we going?
North.
If we were going north, we should have come to the Red Fork River by now.
Maybe we already passed it.
It's 100 feet wide. How could we have passed it? If we hit the Red Fork, we can follow it west to River Run. My mother grew up there. My grandfather's the Lord. He'll protect us.
Could be a minstrel.
Shut up.
Minstrel's got gold sometimes. We could jump him, tie him up, sting his gold and buy some food.
So he spoke, and so he spoke, that Lord of Castamere. But now the rain we pour is hot, with no one there to hear.
What's lurking behind that wall? A lion? A wolf?
Just a dirty little cover thing.
Loose a few more shafts.
Don't!
sword down, girl.
You go on down the road. Just keep on singing so we know where you are. Leave us be, and I won't kill you.
Generous.
You're a dangerous person. I like dangerous people.
Why are your friends so shy?
What friends?
The fat one to your left and the lad beside him.
Three young ones on the run, carrying Castle Ford swords. You escaped from Harrenhal?
Who are you?
Thoros of Myr. And the fellow here with the bow is Angai.
No, who do you fight for?
The Brotherhood Without Banners. Now come along. I want to hear how two boys and a very dangerous girl escaped Harrenhal.
I'm not going with them. The Brotherhood? That's who the Mountain Nemlock were looking for. They'll bring us back and put rats in us.
You've got nothing to fear from us, son. The lords of Westeros want to burn the countryside. We're trying to save it. Now, come on. We'll talk some more over brown bread and stew. And then you can go on your way.
Here's the thing, fat boy. When I'm done talking, that arrow's falling down on your fat head. So I advise you move, because I'm done talking. Half the country's starving, and look at this one.
Maybe it's the reason half the country's starving.
We've spoken of this. You cannot come here.
But you said I should come to you with any problems.
Did anyone see you?
No.
You sure? My father does not make idle threats. Having you killed would be the high point of his week. You have to be absolutely certain. All right. What is this problem?
I'm worried about Sansa. When she spoke with Lord Baelish, his friend warned me about him.
Baelish doesn't have friends.
I don't know her name.
Oh, Rose, the redhead?
How do you know her?
I try to know as many people as I can. You never know which one you'll need.
She's a whore.
Yes, well, we shouldn't be judgmental about these things.
You fucked her.
Oh, please. All right, yes, I fucked her once. Twice. But since I met you, my lady, I've been with no one else.
And? Was she good? Did you like her?
Not as much as I like you, obviously, or she'd be the one torturing me right now. What did she say about Littlefinger?
That Sansa shouldn't trust him.
Is there an idiot in any village who trusts Littlefinger?
We have to protect her.
We can't. Now that the Lannisters have discarded her, Sansa will have many suitors. A great beauty with a very old name.
Great beauty? Oh, with great beauty.
Yes, she is. Objectively, very. Her face is quite pleasing to other men and to women, people in general. But not to me, of course. I only have eyes for you.
You pervert. You want her? This child?
I don't even want to talk about her.
But you are.
Only because you're making me.
I didn't force you to open your mouth and make words come out.
This is cruel and unfair. Cruelly unfair.
Oh, the cruelty. She is so cruel to me.
Yes.
Now, do you think I'm cruel?
Only if you stop. But you mustn't come here again. Do you hear me? You've come to a dangerous place. Full of dangerous people. Dangerous people.
Lady Tyrell, my king.
Send her in.
You wanted to see me, Your Grace.
I'm leaving on a hunting trip. I just wanted to make sure you had everything you need before I left.
That's very thoughtful, Your Grace. I have everything I could want.
Good. Good. How are you finding life in the capital? Must be quite a change after Renly's camp.
A welcome one. A military encampment is no place for a lady.
And the bedside of a traitor? Is that a place for a lady?
Your Grace, I tried to do my duty as a wife. That is all.
What was your duty to this traitor as you saw it?
The duty of any wife to any husband, to provide him with children.
You failed to do this. Why?
I would not speak ill of the dead, Your Grace.
You think one ought to speak kindly of a traitor merely because he's had a sword put through his heart?
No. I do beg your pardon. The subtleties of politics are often lost on me. Renly, I don't believe he was interested in the company of women.
What makes you say this?
Whenever I wanted to make a child with him, He had so many excuses, so many late-night war councils. He never wanted to try. Except one evening, after he'd had far too much wine to drink, he suggested something. Something that sounded very painful and couldn't possibly result in children. Maybe the fault was with me, Lily.
No. He was a known degenerate.
It's such a relief to hear you say so, Your Grace.
I've considered making his perversion punishable by death.
As is your right. You must do whatever you need to do. You are the king.
Yes. Do you like it? I just had it made. Probably one of the finest weapons in the Seven Kingdoms.
It's beautiful. Will you show me how it works?
It's a new design. Much easier to load. There's no crank. You use this lever to draw the string. Bolt goes here. And then you just aim. And
would you take me hunting sometime? Forgive me, Your Grace. I know a hunt is no place for a woman,
but it's not unheard of.
My father would never let me before I...
You no longer belong to him. Do you want to hold it?
May I? Please. I imagine it must be so exciting to squeeze your finger here and watch something die over there.
Could you do it? Could you kill something?
I don't know, Your Grace. Do you think I could?
Yes.
Would you like to watch me?
Yes.
Ah! Stop, girl!
Tell us the truth.
About what? I told her what you want!
I want the truth.
What truth?
Why'd you take Winterfell?
I took it to...
You gave the orders?
No one. I took it on my own.
Why?
To take the north while it was vulnerable.
What were you going to do once you took it?
Hold it. Rule it.
Good. That's very good.
Ah! Why did you do that? I told you!
Why did you take Winterfell?
I took it to bring glory to my house, to my father! Wait. I took it because I hated the Starks. I hated them for holding me prisoner. I wanted to hurt them. What are you doing? Please. Ah! I'll tell you anything. Just take it off. Please, just take it off.
Your sister sent me.
Get on.
I'll come for you tonight when the castle sleeps.
Oh, no, don't go. Please don't leave me. Please don't call me. Please.
Rickon, stay with us.
It's all right. The walls will protect him.
You can get inside his head, see through his eyes.
Only when I'm asleep.
That's how it begins until you learn to control it. You're a wolf.
Not just wolves. Sometimes in my dreams, are it?
Three-eyed raven.
You've seen it.
We saw them together. You haven't forgotten.
Does it have anything to do with warging?
No, the raven is something different, something deeper. The raven brings a sight.
Seeing things that haven't happened yet.
Well, things that happened long before you were born, or things that are happening right now, thousands of miles away.
What's he telling you?
Why don't you ask?
It's not hard to find.
You shamed your brother, needing you to protect him.
Where's the shame in that?
Any boy his age who needs his sister to protect him is going to find himself needing lots of protecting.
Some people will always need help. That doesn't mean they're not worth helping.
When my father died, I dreamt it.
You didn't dream it, you saw it. So did I.
You have the sight too.
When I told my father about your father, the first time in my life I saw him cry.
Your father is Hal and Reed.
Yeah.
Saved my father's life during the rebellion.
Father told you about the rebellion. I never did. I saw that too.
What else do you see?
The only one thing that matters. You.
Thank you. I never liked the skinny ones. Like drinking from a puddle. Not that I'm averse to drinking from a puddle every now and again.
I don't drink ale.
There's no story so good a drink won't make it better.
Yeah.
You see? They've all suffered through my bouts of sobriety. It's very tedious for all concerned. Now, how did three children...
We're not children.
How did three young persons, such as yourselves, untrained in the art of war, escape from Harrenhal?
Dendry's a smith. He was apprenticed in the armory.
A smith, eh? Where'd you train?
King's Landing. Turbo Mott shot.
That criminal. He charges twice as much as every other armor in the city.
And it's because he's twice as good.
Aha! A smith and a salesman.
Gendry sold his weapons.
Ah. Fought your way out of Harrenhal, I see.
He knows how to use a sword. And so do I. My brother's taught me.
To your brothers. You can finish your meals before you go. It may be a while before you see another.
You'll free us?
I give you my word. But before you go, allow me to raise a cup. Cheers. That is an uncommonly large person. How does one manage to subdue such an uncommonly large person?
One waits for him to drink until he passes out.
Poor man. You have my sympathy. Aha! Not a man at all. A hound! So good to see you again, the game.
Morris. The fuck you doing here?
Drinking and talking too much, same as them. A pretty prize, lads. Yeah.
Girl. What in seven hells are you doing with the Stark bitch?
Tough decision. Take the bridge and risk being seen, or cross the great water.
Silence, Kingslayer.
Now, anyone could see us on the bridge, but cross by water and the current could take us, or I could escape down the river.
Good luck.
It's wonderful to watch you wrestle with these dilemmas. Which will she choose?
Gamble at heart. Wouldn't guess.
Be quick about it.
Oh, I need to rest.
Get up.
Now, these are on your feet when you walk too far. What do you call
get
that?
Get up now.
Corns. Never used to get corns. Of course, I used to ride everywhere. Sort of march around like a common foot soldier, wearing the same shit boots for over a year. This heel's ruined. There's no way. I never understood why some knights felt the need to carry two swords. Grimace before you lunch. Gives away the game. Bit of a quandary for you. If you kill me, you fail Lady Stark. But if you don't kill me,
I'm going to kill you.
You're good. Mason, but good.
See? If you were willing to hurt me, you might have had me there.
Your woman's getting the better of you. If you can call that a woman.
I enjoy a good fight. Gets our juices flowing. Slayed man of House Bolter. Gruesome for my taste.
You sorry, Sir Juan?
That's him, all right. I saw him fight at the tourney for Sir Willem Frey's wedding.
Give the man his silver.
Let us go. My father will pay you whatever you want.
Enough to buy me a new head. If the king in the north hears I had the king's flayer and let him go, he'll be taking it right off. I'd rather he takes yours.